Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast.
So.
Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King.
With retard. You say funny things.
I just thought about this. When we get our new sound set up, that's not going to work. I'll have to do a... It's not going to pick
you
up all
ding.
That.
I bet you can.
Nah, I don't think so. It's not loud enough.
We'll use one of our old mics just for the ding.
No.
I have a ding mic.
I'm not doing that.
I shouldn't tell you guys this, but I have like another little OCD that bothers me. And I didn't want to tell you because I think you'll do it to fuck with me, which goes for any OCD that I may have. These bottles... Someone's moving these bottles.
No. I'm telling you right now, my laptop, like
my laptop,
my laptop, it's faster than molasses. It's fast, but it's doing shit on its own. And it only does that here. And we've seen it before.
Well, these bottles I keep to a grid. Like if there's one above, there's one below.
Yeah.
So above, so below. And then I also want the depth as far as where they're at in the middle of the pillar and the shelf to be equal.
Yeah.
So you can see. The fucking bottle, they're not lined up and shit on the bottom. Like, they're fucked up. And I clearly went through and straightened those out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we do have a small black ghost running around.
That's
so.
True.
That wasn't a setup. I mean, I'm not saying that there's a ghost.
No.
I'm just saying someone...
Well, no. I mean,
someone
like
touched
I said,
the
my this laptop, not the other one, this laptop acts funny. The bottles get moved. It should happen. So something's weird.
I watched three Nicolas Cage movies on Saturday. I was just posting on Twitter every time I finished a movie.
It was annoying.
I was trying to go for the ones with one star.
What'd you watch?
Actually, I watched another one I forgot to post. Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
That one was actually pretty good.
Never heard of it.
Outcast, which he's not really in. It's just, it's
never heard of
it. It's grown ass Anakin is the star of that one the crying guy or whatever, but he's a badass in that movie actually. And then Nicolas Cage shows up as like a blind wandering, like he's the guy that trained him on the bow and arrow when he was little. So he shows up in visions and memories. And then finally he makes an appearance in the movie. It's one of those things.
Yeah,
where
he's a drunk in that.
Steve Seagal's in there for a second and dies, you know,
that sounds truly and epically awful.
Yeah. Then
I watched Outcast when he's a drunk, right?
Yeah. I think
that one,
I'll be honest, like I can't fully say I watched that. I was like doing shit while that was on, but I watched Next and I watched Knowing full through and I watched Vengeance full through.
I think you're just saying
so he like
and acting like they're movies.
Well, what he did was he wasted time. He could have been doing something else.
Mm-mm, this was late at night and I was doing like shit on my phone, but no, I accomplished it. I'm going to get my certificate of cage completion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my CCC.
Unlock the accomplishment.
A lot of people get their concealed carry.
No wonder he's getting stupider.
Yeah.
It's the Nicholas
and I say that. I didn't say dumber. I said stupider on purpose. Like, yeah, he's watching too many horrible movies.
Once I get caught up, though, I can move on to something else. I just got to get it done.
I think it's a good way to live your life. Like, I think we should all live our lives in a way that is like a video game. Like, like if you're a character in a video game, you don't know that an achievement was just unlocked, but the person playing the game did. You're trying to get the watch all Nicolas Cage movies achievement unlocked.
Save points.
You're a completionist. Yeah.
You've unlocked Cage.
My completion, I guess it's going to take a lot longer. There's too many babies to punch.
Yeah.
You got to narrow it.
Well, I have smaller achievements.
You need a cheat code, like a nuke. You need a nuke with a fist painted on the side.
No, I just need to work harder. Like when they're coming out of school You know, people bringing them out of school where there's just a flood of them and I could just haymaker all
of
them.
Well, I mean, the thing is you have to set realistic goals. I mean, in a video game, you can't punch every baby in the world. You can punch every baby, like, born on a certain day.
Or every baby you see.
Every baby you see.
Well, there's like, maybe there's like a slash 0 out of 1,000.
There you go. Yeah, something like that. I think that's probably more realistic of how a game would be.
Yeah.
Like you've punched, you know, 187 babies out of 1,000.
Yeah.
Like you just have to punch more than anyone. That's all you really have to do. Yeah. And there's not a lot of guys that are willing to punch a baby.
Yeah, you just got to punch one more than the other guy.
Yeah.
I bet 10 does it.
I wonder if there's, I bet right now there's a 0 in the Guinness Book of World Records.
For babies punched?
I mean, you could probably punch one baby and have it like certified.
No, that one guy did it. He like walked up and they showed him a baby in the like in a Target and he punched it because he thought they were fucking with him. He said it looked like a fake baby. You haven't seen that?
I saw that. Yeah.
And he punched the baby. He's like, get out of here. You guys didn't have a baby. Whop. And punched the baby.
Well, that doesn't count because
it was an Italian baby. That's why I said whop.
Okay. Yeah. There's not a person from.
He whopped him. He whopped the
There's
whop.
Not a person from Guinness there to certify that baby got punched. So it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like it has to be a.
All right, you want to open the slow and low? We're supposed to challenge Brad because Dave had
apparently
trouble.
Dave, I tried to open.
It's not that I had trouble. I was surprised by the cork.
It looked like a wrestling match. I'll be honest. There was a lot of grunting.
It's a sturdy cork.
You were making elbow motions trying to get.
I mean, look
the cork
how wide that cork is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Brad's going to do it with ease. Riggick? Like butter. That's because Dave loosened the pickle jar for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess, or his arms are weak.
Yeah.
I don't see why it couldn't be both.
Yeah, he had trouble. He had trouble getting it back in too. I think.
I'll do it.
Oh, it's harder to go back in.
That's where it was.
You have to admit it is a sturdy cork. It's a very sturdy. Strange cork.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I still didn't get it.
Hard to get out.
Here, I'll pass it.
It's corkless. It's a
Should
wide.
Should I put
mouth.
The cork back in? I'm gonna put.
I don't care what
I'm.
It's a wide mouth bottle. So
no, here you go.
Wide mouth.
Put
bottle.
It back in.
Mm-hmm. He's not playing. He just shit his pants. I can smell it.
I leaked again.
So
anal seepage.
This is from Sammy Walsh. It's been in the queue for quite a while, but it finally came up as his turn today.
Yeah, we wanted to give her a big thanks.
It's Rock and Rye, slow and low.
That's a man.
Sammy?
Straight
girl's name.
Rye whiskey.
He made a really funny video.
What'd she make?
Sarah McLaughlin. He said, every time someone buys wine from Red Dog, a puppy wags its tail. Is there oranges in this?
What the hell?
I got the same.
That was unexpected.
I got the same thing, the oranges.
It tastes like Skittles if it was whiskey.
Wow.
Or something weird.
Oh, that is weird.
It's very sweet.
It tastes like Halloween candy.
A little bit spicy.
That's not what I wanted to happen there. That was unexpected. This doesn't look like
it's very sweet.
Like that.
It's really sweet.
Oh, it says honey right there.
Oh, that's what.
Oh, orange and honey. Oh, maybe we would have read
the
bottle.
I got the flavors down.
I saw Sloan.
I like to be surprised. I don't read the bottle.
It's actually good. I'm not usually one for flavored stuff or sweet stuff, but it's pretty good.
It's not too sweet, but it is sweet.
Yeah. Like most of the flavored really or sweet smooth. Whiskeys are like way too much.
Yeah.
Like, but this one isn't bad.
Yeah. It's very smooth.
This isn't like Seth Ogerdish's cinnamon disaster.
Yeah.
No,
that shit. Nothing. That's not even on the whiskey wall. That's sitting over there like a stepchild.
Yeah.
It's on the top shelf next
when
to
we got shooting that we're shooting that bottle. we have a collection of whiskeys
full,
that we're going to shoot. Yeah.
Seth sent us some new stuff. It's upstairs still. I didn't make it into the queue, but also a Techo winner.
Yes.
Me and Brad didn't want to do this. Didn't want to award it to this guy.
Oh no, he's a fucking queer.
But we had to do it cuz it was the best. So this week's Techo hot sack winner, but to be fair, Josh, he needs a big hot sack in his mouth, so Josh Burton is this week's hot sack winner. And it's funny because I don't know. I had pattern recognition. I stared at that picture. I was like, those are the messiest fucking tacos I've ever seen.
Yep.
It just looks like
Sorry,
a bunch
Josh.
Of broken tortillas.
No,
like,
just kidding. Thank you, Josh. We appreciate
Brad's
it.
Brad's going to be
you
the
did,
nice guy now?
Good, yeah. Me and Josh, we have a thing. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
I could see that.
I fuck him.
Yeah.
He moans.
He takes it. Josh Burton made SK nachos. It was a giant SK, but I did not recognize the pattern for a solid minute. And I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. I didn't see that.
Tyler Mott watches in the corner.
He does.
It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you didn't see the SK. Like, I saw it within
seconds.
Maybe
I had it zoomed in or something. I was like, what is going on?
Because at first, like, the top of the S looked like Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like for half a second, my brain was like Pac-Man, and then it was like no SK.
I didn't have any trouble.
I've never seen nacho font. That's why
I just seen S and a K.
Right.
It's very simple. Very elegant.
I am slowly losing my mind, and we know this. The bottles are crooked. The pigeons are talking. I'm getting stupider, apparently, Brad said. Stupider. And if Brad says that shit to you, you're fucked. Like, that means something.
I'm just wondering what's happening with the bottle. Is like James coming down here teabagging them?
I mean, it's not locked. It's entirely a possibility that people are touching the bottles. You know what I mean? But I'm here most of the time. I don't think anyone's coming down here. Maybe I should get a lock. Maybe then we'll see. You guys will have a key and you'll totally fuck with me.
Or maybe you should just not care if the bottle has been moved an inch.
I wish that was an option.
I'm very, I like straight lines. Like that one's crooked. Yeah. That cask I lay, it's off the beaten path right there. It's
I believe it.
But, you know, oh well.
I want to say something apropos of nothing just because I'm a big fat nerd. Mass Effect Andromeda came out this week. And it's so fucking awesome. I can't even stand it.
I can say there's a notable change in your demeanor and spirit. You're like a hop in your step.
Yeah, you did.
So I can't tell you how happy I am. I've been waiting 4 years for this game and it paid off. And I'm saying all this just on the off chance that someone from the dev team on Mass Effect is listening to this. I want you to know, job well done. It's fucking awesome.
And give you some kind of swag.
Is it a multiplayer online game?
There's a component that is, but it really...
You have an Xbox anyway.
It's single player, but you can do multiplayer stuff. Awesome game.
Fantastic. I need to say a happy birthday to Lady Shark, one of our fans, Jeanette Rickard.
She's a long time fan.
Yeah. First time caller.
From the beginning. Yeah, first time caller.
I don't think she's ever called, actually. Oh, actually, I think we did talk to her on the phone before.
See?
Yeah. We did.
And Lady Boner
she had
shit.
Trouble with something online.
Yep, we did.
She doesn't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, and I was being mean about it.
She's very illiterate.
Left click, not right click. Yeah. Just fucking put your address in the box, Jeanette.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, topic.
Boston Tea Party. Boston the Bands. Yes. Boston Baked Beans.
Yep.
Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yep.
We started in our texts discussing what we were going to do.
All these things came up.
But the reason I'm confused about the confusion is that Brent started the conversation by saying Boston bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
we never settled.
Awesome.
That.
Like, let's do a second one. And then we debated on a second one.
No, that's not how that went down. No,
I think that's how it went down.
That was the second recommendation. That's where you're confused, sir. That's why there was confusion. But I just went with it and said, fuck this shit. I'm studying that.
Yeah, because I was like, what's the other topic? And he's like, the Boston flogging. And I was like, sweet.
Yep.
What's the Boston flogging?
You don't want to know.
Is that what happens in adult bookstores in Boston?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the Boston Marathon bombing. I think the best way to proceed is to talk about the official account. I know a lot of people doubt the official account. A lot of people doubt that the brothers are the ones who actually did it. Some people think it's a false flag scenario. So when we usually handle false flaggy scenarios, we usually talk through the official account and then we'll go back and look at contradictory evidence.
I don't necessarily think no one got injured or died or anything, but I don't think, that this account.
Well, the issue is that's entirely a possibility because the bomb could have just been a smoke bomb.
It looked very vertical and weird and very contained and
easy
controlled.
Easy to do. Yeah. And then, and so we won't talk about any of the specifics, but just to lay this out, this was going on around the same time as Sandy Hook. So, Sandy Hook was believed to be, a lot of people were really picking on Sandy Hook and saying that it was a false flag event. There was a lot of information about Sandy Hook being a false flag. And then this happens. And so people are just like, this is fucking fake,
Right.
And the real account of it, the what the media put out and what we're going to go through, it's just like any other thing, it's a terrorist event, people got hurt, hundreds got injured, people
I'm just
killed.
Always amazed with all the cameras and all the witnesses, how there's any discrepancy or doubt as to either way. Like, how is everything just not on fucking tape?
Right.
Everyone's got it's the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. There it's the finish cameras. Line of the Boston Marathon. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the Florida. No, there's more than a couple. They have
hundreds. That was sarcasm.
And then they have, it's the same thing as the Florida, nightclub shooting, where are all the camera phones?
Right.
So,
the Pentagon.
That's why there's so much skepticism about these events. So we're going to go through the story and kind of what happened and the police reports and all the other reports. And then we'll chime in with
whether kind of, it's
legit or how we feel.
And dick jokes.
Yeah. Yes. And dick jokes.
Yeah. Throw some of those in. Yeah. So on April 15th, Josh Burton, 2013, the official story is that two bombs went off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Supposedly it killed three people, wounded more than 260 people. I think something like 16 people had to get their legs amputated.
I think 14 as a result of amputation. The other ones apparently it happened there.
Like just blown off.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see anyone carrying any limbs though.
No. So it was the 117th Boston Marathon, the world's oldest marathon. It happens on Patriots Day, which commemorates the 1775 Battle of Lexington and Concord that started off the American Revolutionary War. That's like the date that it happens. Big deal. I mean, people come from all over the world to run in the race. I mean, the man and the woman who won were Rita Jeptu of Kenya was the first female that crossed the line. And then Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia was the men's winner. So runners from
Lalisa Desisa is the men's winner.
Lalisa Desisa.
And he was deceased after the bomb.
No, because he was cleared before. Because this is part of the weird. So because here's the thing.
It happened like an hour after the finishers came.
After the first finisher. Because here's the thing. Because it was so it starts in the town. It started in the town of Hopkinton, west of Boston. 23,000 participants. They go through eight different towns. The elite women runners started at 9:32 a.m. So they launch them in different waves so that everybody isn't all fucking crammed in on each other. The top male runners followed at 10 a.m. That was another 1,000 of like really hot shit runners.
Yeah.
Because anybody can enter it.
Yeah. It's like a desert cross. Like they have trucks and motorcycles and everything. They leave at a different time.
Yeah. They stagger the time. So the third wave of regular racers, not like elite racers or anything, was set to cross the finish line when these bombs went off.
Yeah. You know what I learned about runners?
What's
like I just kind of cemented it into my mind is that people who run, like do marathons and stuff, they always look sickly. Did you notice that? Like they're very skeletor looking, like they're very thin.
Like while they're running in general,
like as people, like they're sickly looking.
Genetic type is probably predisposed to excelling at that. So you see that in the higher echelon of competitiveness.
It's strange. Yeah.
Might also be that the rest of us like, are lazy, lazy.
No, I'd be like,
no, I'm not talking about like,
no, it's literally the equivalent of like, you know, when I found out about sumo wrestlers, they're usually really fat.
Yeah.
You know,
all those basketball players are tall.
Yeah. It is that.
No, I think
they're skinny sumo wrestlers. No, but I'm just saying though, like there's a difference between being thin and fit and looking
emaciated.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's
a lot of them do. A lot of professional runners that you'll see that they do a ton of marathons. They do look like super, super skinny. I just think they run all the time.
Yeah, like the women have skinny vaginas. Like you can just tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah,
you can see it.
They have thin walled. You can see it. You can see it in their stomach.
Yeah,
see it.
They're kind of bluish
when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Bluish.
That wasn't for the seat in their stomach while you're doing it. That's real thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lost me.
You wouldn't know, man.
Okay. So at 2:49 that afternoon, there were still about 5,600 runners. 5,600 runners were still in the race. And this is when the bombs went off. So there are supposed to be two bombs that were made in pressure cookers packed with shrapnel, hidden in backpacks that were placed on the ground where all the marathon runners were on Boylston Street. I'm probably saying that wrong. If you're from Boston, you'll get mad and want to punch me because that's what they do in Boston. Yeah.
People in Boston can't pronounce anything anyway.
No.
Sounds funny.
Have it by.
So the bombs were 210 yards apart, but they were right near the finish line. Pressure cooker. And the thing that I thought was interesting was the pressure cooker bombs matched. Did you read where they supposedly got the diagrams from?
from Arabian Peninsula Inspire magazine.
Yeah.
That's like a Family Guy skit.
Inspire magazine is the name of the magazine. It's an Al Qaeda magazine that they publish online. Yeah. And it tells you how to make bombs and kill people.
They said that the pressure cooker is one of the most basic. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it's a sealed container.
Can't you see that shit on Family Guy though? Like, that's a total skit where he's like, oh, look at this, man. Good recipe for camel loaf in here, man. Camel loaf and ketchup is my favorite. Pressure cookers. They have pressure cookers on sale. And here it shows instructions on how to make a bomb with it, too. Like, it's like dinner recipes and bomb instructions inside their fucking magazine. That can't be real. It is. They circulate a magazine.
Yeah, it's it's an online propaganda magazine. And it tells you how to kill people.
It's like Soldier of Fortune has
anarchist cookbook. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, it's the same
Our Soldier of Fortune did get in trouble for like hired assassins in the back. There were ads for assassins.
Well, and you know what's really fucked up though is that I was watching I watched a few documentaries on it just to get some different angles, and I was watching I don't even remember which one it was, but they were really talking about the bomb, and they're like, this is the easiest bomb to make. Here's all the components that it takes to make the bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how to get the maximum like effect out of the bomb if you lay it on its side. And then they're like, well, they're not going to show us how they actually detonated it.
Right.
But with an easy Google search, you can find that really quick. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah. They allegedly used like, this is what I thought was funny is like how times have changed. They used toy car remote controls to detonate the bomb. And in the seventh grade, I built a missile launcher for science fair for the physics category.
Using the remote control.
Using PVC pipes. And the way that I detonated it was with rocket engine igniters. And I took apart a remote control toy car and I used it. Yeah. So I had a wireless detonator for it.
Right.
And I brought it to school.
Yeah. Now you.
It was made of hairspray bottles, like fucking pantyhose cones.
You had a bomb.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I had the fucking rocket engines.
If you built it wrong, it would have blown up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got first place.
That's what's funny.
Aquanet cans.
I didn't go to jail. I got a ribbon. Yeah.
That was pre 9/11, my friend.
Well, and you're white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
The thing. If you'd have brought that and you were fucking,
if you were brown, your name would have been on. Yeah.
There's no brown people on my school.
I'll commit Muhammad.
Yeah, that would have been your ass. So they start to investigate. More than 1,000 federal, state, local law enforcement start to try to figure out who did it, what's going on, et cetera. And if I'm remembering the timeline right, it took 2 days for them to get the lead.
Well, they knew some stuff allegedly, but they held back because they didn't want, you know, the element of surprise is big on apprehending someone like that, allegedly. So they held back. News media got a hold of some pictures of the alleged suspects to be released.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they kind of had to force their hand because the other thing that was happening was like 4chan, Reddit, social media was like scanning through fucking videos and shit, releasing things of like Navy SEALs with the fucking Punisher caps on.
They actually got like a picture of two guys on Reddit. Mm-hmm. That everybody went crazy over that weren't the right guys.
It was a fucking track
supposedly.
Coach.
Yeah.
And then he turned himself in.
The craft guys though do come into play later though, which is the guys with the Punisher logos.
And there was a guy like on a roof that people thought had, because I remember that live. I remember
just
people
be watching
like, who's
it.
The guy on the roof.
Well,
guy on a roof.
I have access to this roof. I could get up there and watch fucking Christmas.
Yeah, that's Oswald's favorite spot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the FBI publishes photos of the two supposed bombers.
Did you see the television interview for that though?
No.
It was really strange. It was only 8 photos, and there's tons of photos of those people in various locations. And they said, these are the photos to be considered, nothing else. They were like super adamant about, don't look at anything else, don't consider anything else. He kept saying, these are the only photos to be considered in this case. Please help us find these people. Don't look at anything else. He just kept saying,
which
don't
is weird.
Even think of anything
that is
else.
Weird.
Yeah. And then they asked, they said, hey, someone in the audience presented the question. He said, hey, what's up with the drills that were running that morning with the whole false flag?
So you bring that up.
Yeah.
The issue is like, even some of the runners had said that they thought it was very strange that they had bomb dogs and scouts, like
they were
at the beginning and end of the race. They had like bomb squad.
And they were announcing while the runners were still running, please stay calm. Please stay calm.
Yeah. Like, nothing is expected.
Yeah. This is a routine. Nothing's expected. Yeah. They said that. And one of the guys that was even witness to that being said was an off duty police officer, like a Boston City police officer.
He was a higher up
race.
Too,
And he said, they kept saying, please stay calm. This is a drill or something before anything had even happened.
Yeah. And he notably said, like, he remembers crossing the finish line when he finished and the bomb dogs were right there at the finish line.
I don't see why that's odd, though.
Because they don't normally have that.
I would stay calm, though? That's weird.
The stay calm thing is weird, but I mean, any massive event like that,
especially following up,
post 9/11, any massive event, I don't know why there wouldn't
the
be.
But they had it. They had it. Dog, they had it in 2012 also, though, and it wasn't. They didn't have that.
I guess the justification they say for it in mainstream is that there was a fire, an unrelated electrical fire at the JFK library, and they thought it could possibly be some type of like terrorist attack or bomb. And they showed up there and they're like, well, we're here. Let's just go keep an eye on the parade.
Let's do some training, guys.
Here's my angle on this. There should have been a bomb sniffing dog at the fucking finish line of Boston Marathon.
Well, he wasn't very good.
Like, I mean, there should have been one all the time.
Maybe.
Because 20,000 people running the race and every, like, it's a massive
the issue is,
media
though,
event.
They had the bomb dogs there, and there was fucking two bombs right there.
That's also why I wonder, were they even bomb dogs?
Yeah, there's a couple scenarios. There's either they were involved, the bomb dogs, you know, they were involved and perpetrated, the government helped, or they let it happen because they were there and they were prepared, right?
Or they were narcotics dogs.
No, I'm saying the government either knew about it and
there was a lot
it.
Of black people there.
See?
they found some stolen bikes. That was all they actually did.
just stolen bikes. They were actually running the marathon on the stolen bikes.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, what are the three outcomes? Either we're helping do it, they either orchestrated it, they either let it happen, or they fucking suck and they didn't catch it. Yeah. One of those three things happened.
Or they weren't bomb dogs. Because all we have is photos of ATF agents with dogs.
It's known that they were running drills for that. And they the FBI was there.
Yeah.
There's fucking like Navy SEALs there with Punisher caps on. There's local law enforcement. Yeah. Those were bomb dogs and they were right there and they didn't catch any of it. So one of those three things is true. They did it. They let it happen. Or they fucking suck and they didn't catch them.
Or the dogs went at the finish line when the terrorists showed up.
No, they were. They were there the whole time. So anyway. So
was Ghost Dog.
That's, yeah. So was Scooby-Doo.
Know who Ghost Dog is?
Yeah.
All right. Just make sure.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. That makes it more suspicious. Hmm. He didn't see because the bomb was to
the other side. Yeah. We know 100% that the dogs were at the finish line when the bomb went
off. They're there the whole race.
Okay.
They were there.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
I'm not 100% either.
No, they were there.
Like they didn't walk him around the corner to take a piss.
Well, I mean, come minutes, on. Like they had posts and they were there.
I don't know. Right. If Brad says they brung them, then they brung them. So they must be there.
Yeah, they were brought.
They were wolves.
They were brung.
They were brought.
They were bratwurst. The FBI says, releases these pictures, and it turns out that it's two people with some really unfortunate names. Zokar
Foreskin
Sarnaev. And Tamerlan Sarnaev.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close?
Yeah, Sarnaev, I think.
Sarnaev.
Yeah. And you got a huh on the KHR a little bit.
They're from Kyrgyzstan, which is just south of Kerplunkistan.
Yeah, and right next to Kazakhstan. Or what is it? Where's Borat from? From
Zakatakistan?
No.
That's from Saved by the Bell.
Zakatakistan.
Borat's from, he's from a real country.
Yeah, it's a really shitty country.
If you guys hadn't said all that, I would totally tell you.
Yeah.
If you give it a minute, I'll figure it out.
Okay. I don't know.
But he's from Kazakhstan.
Yes.
Kazakhstan. But these guys are from Kyrgyzstan.
Your mother's vagine looks like sleeve of wizard.
Yes.
Best line ever.
Yeah. So releases pictures of these two. There's photos of them with backpacks, and they say that these are the guys that did it. They left the backpacks there, et cetera. And then that night...
they also arrested a Saudi national right away, though.
Right. They arrested a couple of people.
Apprehended him,
away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't look like happy. Like the pictures of those two dudes, they look like they're just like smiling and shit. But maybe they're really happy about the bomb they're about to blow up. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they didn't seem nervous at all.
They don't seem the type, though. One of them was like an amateur boxer. The other dude did like MMA or something. They were athletes. They had things going for them. Like, it just, I don't know. There's some weirdness there.
There is weirdness.
There's a lot of conflicting stuff. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So that night around 10:30, a 27-year-old police officer named Sean Collier, who worked the beat at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT.
This part makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all. He was shot dead in his patrol car on Cambridge campus.
With a gun, right?
With a gun.
Well, that's how you shoot people.
Because they were trying to get his gun.
Well, no, the claim was they were trying to get his gun, but he was shot with a gun.
Well, they tried to get his gun, but they were unable to because of the holster retention mechanism. They can build complex bombs with remote controls, but they can't get the dude's gun out of the holster after they fucking shot him six times.
That's weird. I don't know why, if you already have a gun, they weren't after the car.
He didn't suspect them of anything. Literally, witnesses said they saw two men matching the suspect's description walk up and just shoot the guy.
So they weren't after the gun. This is my thought about it, though.
It's kind of it's like the recipe for a patsy. It's the Oswald thing. Like, he's not guilty of anything, and then he just killed a cop. So why did he kill that cop? Now all the cops are after him.
Yeah.
And the public goes, "Oh, they killed a cop. They must have fucking done it because they didn't see that shit. The news said it, and that's it." Right. Now in the public's eye, they've killed a police officer. The police are going fucking crazy, and they're guilty of killing a cop as far as the public's concerned. And they have crazy names from a place you can't pronounce, and you just think it's all full of sand. That's all fucking people think. Right. Like, that's it, man. Get him.
Well, that's true. It is all full of sand.
Yeah. That's Russia, man.
It's actually in the mountain areas.
That's different.
It's like mountainous. It's
sandy mountains.
It might be. Afghanistan is. But so soon after he's killed, supposedly Tamerlan Tsarnaev carjacks a Mercedes SUV at gunpoint, takes the driver with him. The driver's name is Dun Meng, referred to as Danny in the early
reports. Dung Meng.
Well, he probably, I'm assuming he might have gone by Danny because he was like, just fucking call me Danny.
I watched the interview, like a three minute interview. None of you can pronounce my name, just call me Danny. It was pretty thick as far as the accent.
So apparently Zokar travels around, the older brother travels behind the other brother with their Honda Civic. Mm-hmm. But then eventually they both get into the Mercedes together. They end up driving around the Boston area, and the hostage, they force him to withdraw like $800 from ATMs. And then at a Cambridge gas station where they pull up, Danny makes a run for it and gets away.
He counted to four, which I thought was fucking weird. Like in the interview, he's like, "So I count to four." I was like, "A one and a two and a ching chong potato. Why did you count to four? So the one brother went in to pay for gas. The other brother gets out to pump the gas and puts a fucking pistol in the door. And he said, "So I count to four. One, two, three, four." And he runs.
I was like, I'm still not sure about the ching chong potato.
It's an internet meme. Someone will get that joke. It's real bad, actually.
So
shouldn't have done it.
He ends up getting out. He calls the cops. He tells the cops that his cell phone is on and it's in the car.
So that was wrong, actually. I read that cell phone thing. I watched the interview. It turns out that his vehicle, that was like, they said he left his cell phone in the car, so they tracked his cell phone. He jumps out, runs to the gas station, has the attendant across the street call 911. Mm-hmm. So that they call 911. And it turns out they tracked the vehicle using the navigation system built into the Mercedes because it's a fancy fucking car.
Right.
Not his cell phone. But I did read some stuff in the beginning.
The police say they tracked it using cell towers.
That must be where the computer
Three different cell towers. They crossed over points and they're like, that's where they're at. And I'm like,
so they probably use cell towers to track the navigation system in the car.
Right.
That would make sense.
And early there's some confusion about like conspiracy stuff too, because on the media, they showed a silver SUV with police around it. But I think the news was trying to get the jump on the story, and there's supposed to be a coexist sticker on one and it wasn't on the other. So the two vehicles, there's differences.
There's two vehicles.
But I think the news media was just like, here's a silver thing with some police around
You can't trust the news anyway.
I think that's what washes up to on that.
But that's the, I mean, if you watch any news, local CNN, whatever, it's like, you'll see a story on freaking like, I don't know, teen obesity. Mm-hmm. And then they suddenly just roll out the stock footage of a bunch of fat kids walking
from
around.
The waist, like the fucking chest
from the waist down. So you don't ever see their faces, but it's not like they're filming it in light of that day. It's just stock. So I could easily see that being the case.
It's not even hard at high schools this day. Like they're all just fat kids walking around. Yeah.
You don't know. They're like at a mall, like whatever.
You can't tell if they're boys or girls.
Nope. So then they end up, so this is in, they're in Watertown, and apparently an officer named Richard H. Donahue, wrong officer. There's an officer who recognizes him. I'm not finding his name.
I didn't actually
Joseph Reynolds in Watertown spots him in a stolen SUV. And then he's the one who calls it in. So they end up surrounding him. They get there and a gunfight breaks out. So this is where the accounts all got
super weird shit.
Like everything that I read, like every media outlet had totally different sort of accounts in here. But the only thing that I saw that was consistent was that a gun battle broke out. Most of the things that I read said that they were throwing crude explosive devices at the police.
I said at least one bomb and several grenades, which I was like,
yeah, there was two like pipe bombs and then like another pressure cooker explosion.
Officer Richard H. Donahue was shot and injured, but wasn't killed. And then apparently after Tamerlan ran out of bullets, he threw his pistol at a cop and was tackled by the police. And at that point, Zokar in the stolen SUV drives straight at them and runs over his brother.
Here's the problem.
I misspoke. I think I said, is Tamerlan the old?
He's the young one.
Tamerlan's okay. I was right. Yeah. Tamerlan's the young one. And then Zokar is the, and his name is spelled. If you're wondering why I'm having
Tamerlan is the oldest brother.
Tamerlan's the oldest brother.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The youngest brother, Zokar, his name is spelled D-Z-H-O-K-H-A-R.
And it's actually pronounced Johan. I just didn't want to correct you. Okay. It is. It's Johan.
So Johan.
No, it's not. That's Zokar. Like I watch college students that were friends. They said the way he's saying it every time. All the friends said that. Yeah.
Johan.
So then what was
three different documentaries said Johan. So
Sebastian, you're watching Disney movies. I watched all the college campus interviews.
And no.
They're saying the kid's name.
I don't give a fuck about college campus video.
It was his
friend. I was watching BBC documentaries and they were like, Johan. And I said, okay, that's his name.
That's because that guy was British and saying that shit, right?
Yeah, they say everything correctly, Brent.
Okay. They do.
I'm giving them a one-star review. Invented it. BBC,
They invented the Britain language.
They did.
The Britain language, not English. So here's my problem, though.
Okay,
if you have a fucking butter knife, the cops are going to fucking shoot your ass, not tackle you. He had guns, shooting at him, bombs, grenades. Apparently he had some kind of explosive device strapped to his chest, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. It was
and the cops
Caesar's
ran
pizza.
And tackled him. I don't fucking think they ran and tackled him. That's not, cops do not fucking do
well,
that
how
shit.
Did they run and tackle him? And then he's the only one that got ran over.
They said they couldn't pull him out of the way as the car came quick enough.
Oh, so, I think Officer Johnson got in the car. Fucking ran his ass over.
So here's what witnesses say, though. There was actually there's an audio recording of a phone call from one of the girls that was in the neighborhood. Her boyfriend lives on the street and she was staying the night. She watched it out the window.
Oh, she was horny.
She said
herself.
A police.
You said it so nicely.
It was a police SUV hit the brother. Then they got out and shot him.
Yeah.
And she's like, no way did he die at the hospital, because after I saw him get hit by the police car and then shot. That there's no way that he made it to the hospital.
Yeah, but the black Mercedes SUV looks like a Ford Explorer like type car.
Was he in a black Mercedes or was it silver?
It was black.
Okay.
That's the car that was all shot at.
Maybe the interviews messed me up because they drove around in a silver SUV on it.
No, I mean, you could have at night mistaken that for like a cop SUV, right. Like a highway patrol looking thing. So, maybe not though. I mean, if it said fucking Policia on the side.
But still, it makes me feel like they would not shoot that fucking guy. He had guns, grenades, bombs, and then he throws his pistol at him like a fucking silly movie. Yeah, out of frustration.
Fucking like an Australian boomerang.
I mean, he was a boxer, so there's a possibility that maybe he thought, fuck, someone go fuck. There's only two cops at that point. No. Someone's going to fuck him up.
Yeah. It's fucking, you're 8 feet from me and I'm shooting you in your face.
They would shoot him. They would totally fucking shoot him.
And he has a bomb
strapped
on his chest.
And it makes more sense. They're like, fuck, let's just say that he ran him over and.
I don't know why you would have to do, like, if I'm a cop and I've got a guy cornered who's throwing fucking explosives at me and shooting me and I ran him over with my fucking car, like, I have no need to cover that up. I had a chance to fucking take him out and I hit him with my fucking car. Why is that different than me shooting him in the head? I don't know why you would cover up them hitting him with a, like, I could, I guess they could have, but
can we change his first name to Patsy?
I just don't know why you would bother saying.
Here's where it's next level weird. So then there's also in the same area of the incident, news camera footage of them apprehending someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks just like the fucking, the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom,
they all
the mom IDs him as that's my son. Yeah. That is him. He was alive at that point. And they have him stripped naked because they were worried he might have a bomb or a weapon. So they had him stripped naked and then they put him in the back of the black. Mm-hmm. They put him in the black of the police cruiser, handcuffed. And then later they take him out, put pants and a jacket on him and start questioning him. And then they just write it off like, oh, that wasn't him. That was someone in the wrong place at the wrong time. We released him. But it totally
during all
like,
the bombs and shit. Yeah. Like, come on.
And again, this is the problem with doing the research on it, because here's a quote from I think it might have been discovery.com or history.com, but it was, quote, a gravely wounded Tamerlan Sarnev, whose body was riddled with bullets, was taken to a hospital where doctors were unable to resuscitate him. Yeah, right, but then you see fucking photos of him with no bullets, naked, being put in the back of a cop car.
That's my thing. Who's that?
How
guy
is
then?
This account?
That's the
it's
guy.
Like,
that,
which conspiracy do you want to believe?
That's the guy that didn't get the witness protection. Like, they're putting.
Well, that's
putting
why they
Tamerlan.
Go with the Patsy thing. So they're saying, oh, he did get in the car. He was just fine, and they fucked him up later. But the other big problem with this is they say that up to 200 to 300 rounds were fired.
That's
the
what
police
they said,
chief
yeah.
was quoted as to say that they had a small arsenal. And when everything was done, do you know what they recovered? One Ruger 9mm pistol with the serial number scratched off.
Yeah,
200 to 300 fucking rounds.
He had
a gunny sack full of fucking ammo.
The longest magazine ever.
Well, most of the shots fired were probably from all of the police that were on.
You would have
scene.
To imagine.
I mean,
and they suck.
Yeah,
they both. One guy drove away and got away a mile away on fucking foot, and the helicopter didn't find him.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
No,
the helicopter is fucking
cops.
There.
Yeah.
Those like, they got fucking FLIR imaging.
I can guarantee you that any black man who robs somebody's faster.
Yeah.
And they don't, they get caught.
They still find like him under the tree.
Some
and then
fat donut eating cop fucking tackles the guy like out of the bushes.
Yeah. Thermal
like,
imaging. And then a fucking canine unit chews him up and he screams and cries. They put handcuffs on him and take him back.
Yeah. Right.
So,
and tears his leopard dress.
Yeah. So where were all the guns? Right. Where were all the guns? Was he naked? Did he live? Did they take him and then assassinate him later? Cause he's a fucking patsy. You know what I mean? It's always when they kill him and they don't take him alive that you really think like this dude was a fucking patsy.
Right. Cause they had a chance.
Yeah.
Obviously
they could have just taken him alive. If they fucking had him naked in the back of the car.
Right.
You know? Well, and so then his own brother runs
the official account was that he died at the hospital at 1:35 a.m. Yep. So that
apparently
was
had a hole in the side of him, they said. Like
not
a
in
hole.
That photo I saw.
There's
in the photo of the
photo.
Fucking naked guy that's walking into the car, he's completely fine.
No, he looks
strapping,
actually.
He doesn't even have fucking cuts or scratches like he had been tackled.
Yeah,
like
that's before they ran him over.
Right. They had him cuffed and were walking into a car. Then they ran him over.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. Like maybe they fucked him up later.
Yeah.
So well, maybe. I mean, that's kind of apparent. That's what happened.
I mean, if that is a photo of him getting taken to the car,
video,
he's perfectly
actually.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So on April 19th, the next morning, the Boston area, Watertown, everything is put on lockdown. Schools are closed. Public transportation is suspended. The airport's locked down. Like the entire town is on lockdown.
Because
at this
point, 19-year-old brother's on the loose.
Well, but at this point, nobody knows. Are they like, Even erasing the thought of a false flag or a conspiracy, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Bombs
well, is
exploded. There might be an Al-Qaeda
connection.
There might
be more of them.
Are there more of them? Yeah. Shut the city down. Stay at home. Yeah. Like, we have no idea.
The other thing we forgot to say, too, is when they carjacked that guy, they gave him too much information like a movie. They're like, hey,
We're the Boston Bombers.
Yeah, we were the Boston Bombers, and we killed a cop. And then they got in the car.
We're the Boston Bombers. See, we just killed a cop.
Yeah,
we're on the lam.
Yeah. I can see where it was intimidation factor, maybe. Like,
my name is Tanner Knight, and this is my brother, Yojan.
Yeah. Don't mess with me, see? I'm a terrorist.
Yeah.
It just seems like they're establishing.
This
like,
here is a pressure. Yeah. This is a pressure cooker bomb, see?
Yeah. It's on my chest, see? Yeah.
Here's my credit card receipts. Yeah. I got this shit at Home Goods.
My gun's in the door, see?
Now we're probably going to get gas. Yeah. We're both going to go inside and get zingers. See, don't you dare leave the car.
I want the chocolate donuts.
Count to four, though.
We'll be back in 5 seconds, see? Yeah. Don't you leave on four.
Ching chong potato.
But so they lock down Boston, and at this point you see a lot of photos, military-style vehicles, possibly military vehicles, possibly just hardcore police vehicles, since they have hardcore police vehicles that are
militarized police vehicles.
I don't know if it's just militarized police vehicles and SWAT teams or if it's actually National Guard that was called in or whatever, but you see photos of all this stuff.
National Guard.
On April 19th.
Is that a real thing?
That is a real thing.
Oh, man.
On April 19th, a Watertown man goes in, according to the official story, goes into his backyard to check on his boat. He's got a dry docked boat in the backyard.
Was it a woman?
It was a woman.
It was a guy. And it was one block outside.
Wait a minute. No, it was a woman.
It was a man.
No, I didn't.
His tarp was loose.
Yeah. It was a woman who called the police.
Maybe the woman called the police,
but and said there was blood on her boat on the tarp.
Everything I read, it just kept saying, because it kept specifically saying a Watertown man, because nothing I read identified his name, because it wasn't.
I have a resident outside the search area noticed his boat tarp was loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So apparently he walks up 24 foot Wessel that's in the back.
That's in Russian.
Yes.
Wessel.
Yep. And he sees blood, and he looks under the tarp, and there's a person laying in there. So someone, man or woman, goes back and calls 911. The police arrive and surround the boat. And again, you get this very strange account of what happened at that scene.
According to the police chief, a firefight ensues through the boat.
Right.
Like, he starts firing at them through the boat.
Right.
He
didn't have any weapons, though.
Yeah, no, but no weapons found in the boat.
No weapons were found in the boat or on the property.
Yeah. And he didn't get killed, even though a boat's fiberglass.
Right.
And they claim for whatever reason, he was critically injured. Like, he was shot all over, legs, arms. There was an injury in his neck that they tried to say was an attempt at suicide with his non-existent fucking gun.
Yeah, but they shot 5,000 rounds at him.
Well, they showed the side of the boat, and that thing was fucked. They also showed the thermal imaging helicopter of them blowing up flash grenades and incendiary devices and shit, and what looks to be like a fucking kill shot. And the body does not move during any of that shit. It looks like he was fucking dead, or whoever was in that boat was fucking dead.
But he ends up
looking cool, flipping off the camera at court and shit. I was like, how much longer is this? He's all just
unless it was like the fucking like Batman's bulletproof boat, like they were fucking shooting bullets and it was
what's funny. Now, the other weird thing about this is they have these thermal imagery cameras that they're trying out and they're flying all over the city and they can't look through walls. Right. And if this would have been a regular tarped boat, they probably wouldn't have been able to see through it. But it just so happens this boat is plastic wrapped. It's like wrapped in it's not in a regular like boat tarp.
I think they can see through walls now because they have that crazy TSA thing that they can mount.
This is 2013 and they couldn't. Yeah. So like if you're looking at a building roof.
I watched the aerial photos
of these. You cannot see in the building. So this is at this time. Maybe now they can see.
Unless you're growing weed in your attic, then they can totally see.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if you look at the photos, the tarp is a fucking plastic. It's just a plastic Home Depot tarp.
It's not. Yeah, and it's not an actual like a boat cover that you would have. So it's
like
a cheap
in Boston, where snow would fucking ruin your boat all winter, you wouldn't just have a plastic tarp.
Boats are supposed to be waterproof.
Oh, there you go. They're good. You ever
boated in the snow? Like pushed a boat down a hill in the snow?
Yes.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was
trees.
But I have. So apparently they found a note that he had scrawled and put in the boat that said that these bombings were committed in retaliation for the U.S. wars in Muslim countries, and that he and his brother were seeking revenge. Apparently this note was written in the boat and they found it. And so at this point, once the alleged bombers are killed and or detained, they start looking into their backgrounds and they start releasing facts about the bombers.
Like,
so
we looked into this guy before and for a terrorist.
You know what was super cool though? During that detained martial law section, they did reverse 911 calls. I didn't know that was a thing. Everybody's fucking phone rang like the lawnmower man and they said, stay in your house. Mm-hmm. They called all the houses in a 20 block range. That's kind of cool.
That is a thing.
And they scarily just went into people's houses too. I guess in Boston, they have crazy ass like
Baston.
In Baston, they have some sort of hybrid form of the Patriot Act to the point that where if there's like an outbreak of disease, they can inoculate you without your fucking consent. They can come in and force inoculate you. And then if you have any medical stuff, like how you do, like antibiotics, they can take that from you and distribute it as they see fit.
So they can actually put a baby inside of you?
Yes.
Without your consent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck.
You're going to give birth to a brown baby boy because it's going in your butt.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So some facts about about these two. Zokar was a sophomore at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth. Tamerlan was a former amateur boxer. He was married and had a child. They're both Muslims.
Sounds like he'd be a hip hop artist.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Zokar arrived in the U.S. in 2002. They applied for political asylum and they settled in Cambridge. Tamerlan and his two sisters followed in 2003. They were ethnic Chechens who grew up in Kyrgyzstan. Their mother was an ethnic Avar from Dagestan, which sounds like we're just making shit up from Game of Thrones now. Yeah. Like, we're just like... Where are you? I am an Agar from Dagestan.
I am from Papavafalmouth.
So she was an ethnic Avar from Dagestan. And according to most of the official reports.
What is an ethnic Avar?
An ethnic Avar.
What the hell is
from
that?
From Dagestan.
What the hell is an ethnic Avar?
It's like a Jawa.
Oh, what the fuck?
I have no idea. It's an ethnic. It's probably an ethnic minority from Dagestan. So
Caucasus. It's a Caucasus. So it says an Avars are.
It's they changed
ethnic subgroup.
They changed because when you like Chechnya and you think like rebels, I guess it's a more politically like a correct term. They changed it to caucus or something weird. So you don't say rebels or I don't. There's some weird geopolitical thing behind that.
Native ethnic group, the most predominant of several ethnic groups in living in Russia.
Yeah, okay. Which is I won't call them rebels anymore because too many Star Wars fans got into
it. They got into it. Zokar was described by his classmates as a popular student. He became a citizen in 2012. Tamerlan wasn't as successful. He dropped out of community college. He had a green card but didn't ever apply for citizenship. Intelligence analysts later said that their mother, Zubeidat Tsarneva, was a radical extremist and a supporter of jihad, and that this is one of the reasons that they were militarized. That's one of the intelligence claims about their mother. And for the most part, I think we can confirm that he did attend that college because there were the accomplices. His three friends from the college that were his accomplices
helped hide the backpack and all that.
Yeah, they helped hide a backpack with a lot of various stuff in it that they ended up pulling out
it
of the landfill.
Sparklers and piccolo pizza. In
yeah,
it.
Pretty much. Yeah, but they were all sentenced to from three and a half or 6 years for obstruction of justice for lying about it. And basically, they were like, "Oh fuck, they're coming after him." Because of those bombings and he's got all this crazy shit. So they threw it in a backpack and threw it in the fucking dump. And they lied about it to the FBI.
Sparklers
and, the
CIA. And fucking piccolo Pete.
Yeah. It looked like a bunch of fireworks on a laptop and they threw it away. And they basically, from what I read, they did time for obstruction of justice because they lied during the formal investigation. And there was another accomplice, a guy named Karulazan Mutinov.
It's the Florida man. The guy in Florida.
He was in 2013, a federal indictment against him was unsealed and they found out about this guy. He got charged for one count of destroying, altering, and falsifying records, documents, and tangible objects during a federal terrorism investigation. And apparently 40 minutes after the bombing, he, like on his credit card, he paid for dinner for both of the Tsarneev brothers and met with them. And he lied to the CIA and the FBI about it, and he did 30 months in prison. But it sounded like it was some backdoor shit that was never made in the press until it got released in 2014.
You know, that they were all chill, though. I don't know, man. Those brothers went to the gym and shit, man. They were tweeting, like... They were just relaxed. Like, I don't think you could be that cool.
Yeah.
You know, that Zohan, the destroyer, he, 18 hours after the event, he tweeted, ain't no love in the heart of the city. Stay safe, people. That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
No.
That does not seem right.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not getting no love right now. That's
and the
for
mother,
sure.
That's true. The mom continually, as far as we're being radical, continually said that the FBI had been in contact with her sons for 3 to 5 years
before
the event.
Yeah.
Constantly talking to them that she says she's 100% sure they've been set up. You know, the dad kind of says the same thing. They have a crazy uncle that comes on the scene and just fucking yells at the camera a whole bunch and tells them to turn themselves in. But he's married to, like, his wife's dad is a terrorist specialist or something fucking weird.
Yeah.
There's some close ties to, like, some terrorist government thing going
weird,
on there.
Weird shit happened.
Weird shit did happen. So the trial of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, he pleads not guilty to 30 charges, including use of weapon of mass destruction. The judge ruled him to be, quote, awake, mentally competent, and lucid.
They also interrogated him for 16 fucking hours while he bled and didn't read his Miranda rights.
So allegedly the initial interviews they did with him couldn't be applied for court because
they tried to say that he was like a terrorist against the nation or something instead of a citizen and try him in a different way, but they weren't able to do it.
Right. So he gets sentenced to death on April 8th of 2015. And then part of it, did you read about the weird triple murder?
Yeah, the drug deal gone bad or whatever. That's the Florida guy. Like, one of their friends was in Florida and was shot and killed during an interrogation. Like, they said there was like three FBI agents in the room. They were talking to that one guy, and that one agent went and moved a samurai sword out of his reach. And they interrogated this guy for like 8 fucking hours. And they said all of a sudden he became like unsettled and acting weird. So the FBI agent texted the guy next to him to say, hey, he's acting weird. And then suddenly he jumped up, flipped the table, and grabbed a weapon that was nearby, like a fucking knife or something, started swinging it at the one agent, and the other guy shot him to death and killed him.
So there's why would they have a knife on the table?
Exactly. Like, how did he get a fucking knife?
And how would they run him over? They're in a room. How did they run him over?
That's what I want to know. That part's not right.
I don't think this is the same triple murder.
It's not that you're not about the drug deal thing, no?
I don't. The one that I read about had nothing to do with a drug deal, but it was something that they think involved
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe I don't have the murder and drug deal tied together.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I just didn't. So in October of 2013, court documents got basically declassified, and it says that Tamerlan was connected to a triple homicide in Waltham, Massachusetts on September 11th, 2011. And a guy named Brendan Mess, Eric Weissman, and Raphael Tekken were murdered in Brandon Mess's apartment. They all had their throats slit from ear to ear so forcefully that they were almost decapitated. And the local DA said that all of the evidence indicated that they knew their killer.
I think that's it. And then they threw like a pound of weed on him and $5,000.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't see that part. But they said Tamerlan had described Brandon Mess as his best friend. And there were all these connections. ABC and the New York Times said that there's a lot of strong evidence that said that Tsarnaev was involved in this murder. But I didn't hear anything about weed.
I think, the triple murder, mysterious death. I could be mixing up two stories.
Okay, let's just use Occam's razor and assume there was only one triple murder involved in this case.
I definitely could have fucked that up somehow.
Because I did read something about, I saw something about a guy in Florida with a triple murder, but I didn't know if it was some different thing.
I'll read while you talk.
No. Oh, I was waiting for you to talk.
Oh, don't do that.
He's done. He's done. What do you have to say?
Because now I'm halfway.
I don't know about like the weed thing.
The weed thing, it's like to cover up the murder, make it look like a drug deal gone bad, like throw $5,000 and some weed on him. So it's not like it was this fucking hit to get rid of these people or whatever. But I think I am mixing up because the thing I'm talking about is some FBI agents questioning one of their good friends about some involvement in that homicide. Mm-hmm. And during the questioning of the involvement about that, the FBI agents kill him after 8 hours of interrogation. When he's in his, there's three of them, there's one of him, and he has a knife. Once again, if you have bombs, grenades, and fucking all that shit, we're going to tackle you. But this guy's got a knife in an apartment, and there's three of them, one of him, and they fucking shoot him to death. So there's actually like $1 million wrongful death lawsuit against the FBI from the family for the killing of that guy, because his only crime at that point was knowing the brothers.
Right.
They were just interrogating
him. And
it says that
murder is still unsolved.
So the triple murder that you're talking about, David, does say that it says that they were likely involved in some type of illicit drug dispute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know.
And the fact that it supposedly happened on September 11th, people keep thinking that it was some statement and a retaliation thing.
This is the Waltham murders. It was on September 12th, 2011. So there's another date discrepancy.
They interrogated for 8 hours, so it could have started at night and went all the way over or something. And so people want to tweak it to which day they want it to be.
Right.
You know? they didn't sleep yet, so it still counts as the day before.
So then that's the bulk of the official account. So what do we have that we haven't already discussed that's pointing? Well,
so I mean, there's a few things that people point up, and I found a relatively old article on some things because it was fresh. Mm-hmm. This was just probably like 6 months after the Boston bombing. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things that a lot of people look at is the gunpowder. The Sandy Hook happened. They were trying to ban guns, and then also they were trying to impose background checks on buying
gunpowder,
reloading powder. Okay. Yeah, smokeless powder, black powder for reloading ammo. And that's why they use the supposed pressure cookers that are packed with gunpowder and then shrapnel and then ignited with the detonator. But the weird thing to me was that the investigators, by looking at the smoke cloud, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, that's a pressure cooker bomb. They made the pressure cooker bomb, created an exact scenario with the pressure cooker bomb. Yeah, surrounded. So you watched that one. So they surrounded it by plywood, put nuts and bolts in it, detonated the pressure cooker bomb. And they're like, oh, here's the lid. Well, then a day later, they find the lid on the roof of the building above where the bomb was detonated, the exact same pressure cooker.
The controversy comes into play, though, is if there were actually ball bearings and nuts and bolts, those motherfuckers blow out like hundreds of miles an hour.
Yeah.
There was like two benches in one of the original pictures that are just fucking sitting there right next to where the bomb blew up.
No shrapnel.
And nothing happened.
I mean, unless
it depends on the
people were standing in front of them and it hit the people.
I don't know. The plywood was fucking gone.
Yeah.
Right.
This is
the problem that I'll argue for that. People standing in front of them. In the first picture, you can see directly after the explosion, those benches are just fucking sitting there fine. Nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. In later photos that you know, allegedly conspiracy theorists say that were staged photos mm-hmm. for the aftermath, the benches are shredded and like laying on the ground. One's knocked over. The other one's all busted up, which is the same thing that happens when you see the bomb go off and everyone clear. There's no bodies on the ground. People aren't fucking laying there. There's not blood. But then they come back and have these like photos of people that are just covered in this super fucking crazy red, like Halloween costume-esque. Like, I don't know. I've never been in a fucking bloodbath like that. But it's like this bright neon fucking corn syrup Carrie looking movie blood all over this fucking guy. And you're like, where's that coming from? There's no one else laying by him. It's all over his face. It's on his legs. You see no wound present that could put out that much blood.
Yeah. And then one of the other things is no wounded people went to any hospitals nearby.
I mean, allegedly it says 27 hospitals treated tons of people in the surrounding area.
But there was no reports of anybody going to any hospitals.
Yeah, I didn't dig for hospital confirmation.
So one of the other things is Anonymous actually tweeted, or it's your Anon News on Twitter, somebody actually posted to them, there was a 4chan thread that was made by a guy that supposedly worked for some organization he couldn't say. And he wrote, warning, laws are being written to screw you. I work on a security commission and I've just received word to start a campaign we've been working on for the last 2 months. And now it all makes sense. So he's saying he was a part of this sort of campaign mm-hmm. That happened. It says they're going to pin this on a male, late teens, early 20s, and say he did it because he's unstable. They're going to find firearms, an NRA book in his home. They're going to say he used reloading powder for the explosion, and that reloading powder shouldn't be for sale to the public. And it goes through and it just says like kind of a random overview of kind of what happened. But they didn't find an NRA book. What they find the Islamic magazine or whatever.
Magazine, they matched that up. But.
So it was kind of
a print magazine. It's an online magazine.
Yeah. And so like this came out from a person, you don't really know who it is. I mean, it could be fake, could be not, but he kind of pinpoints what
there was
what's
no
going
structural
to
damage to the buildings. Like there was a set of
there was like broken
flags
windows.
And like international flags from many places, right? Mm-hmm. And if it blows up that fucking plywood, that explosion full of nuts, bolts, pieces of fucking metal, wire, shrapnel, ball bearings, BBs would have fucking shredded those flags. It would have shredded those benches. And the windows are blown out, but it looks like a concussion explosion. So the windows of the surrounding adjacent buildings are blown out, but it doesn't match up with what you would think if it was full of ball bearings, like the reenactment when they built the identical bomb.
Yeah.
So that
and then
part's
they also
weird.
They also there was also a one of the guys that was supposedly got his leg amputated was an actor, like a crisis actor for a place that specialized in like putting people that had amputees in the area. He was already an amputee.
I read that. So there's some weird shit. I'm walking on eggshells as far as insensitivity, because like I definitely saw people show up at the trial that have fucking fake legs. I definitely think people got injured from the bomb, but it seems like a controlled explosion. It's like, let's not fuck a bunch of people up, because we could just say a bunch of people got fucked up because nobody knows. You know, some of the names are kind of obscure. It's like no one's going to know.
Yeah. So-and-so from Kenya.
The Kenya guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue.
Well, but here's the thing about those bombs. I mean, the from whatever that ridiculous magazine was called, had plans that included ball bearings and screws being in the bomb. Mm-hmm. And if all the forensic evidence of them blowing up similar bombs showed a certain amount of devastation, if it was full of ball bearings and screws, but that this looked simply like a concussive bomb, then why don't we just conclude that these two dumbasses built a bomb and didn't put a bunch of ball bearings and screws in it?
Well, they
and
had,
they ended up therefore really being concussive bombs.
Because they're not claiming it. They're showing the evidence.
No, the media
is claiming
it. Yeah. There was pictures
taken. The FBI shows little things on the ground. Like
there was nails.
It was
BBs and nails is what I had
they
seen.
They did show one guy that allegedly still has a BB like in his brain, and they're like, let's not remove that. It's in a spot.
That was funny. He was three though, and his buddy shot him.
Who knows? I do have a friend with a BB in his face.
See.
So that the police chief saying they have an arsenal, that there's this crazy shootout. They only find a 9mm thing. The reports of the girl saying the police, Brad's right. It could have been the other SUV or something, but she said she watched him hit him, get out, shoot him like execution style. She also reported she didn't hear any explosions. Allegedly one of those officers died. Do we know, is there a real record of that officer dying? There's 15 other officers injured.
The explosion thing, though, there was another video from another house that there were explosions and you could see them. So, I mean, that who knows? Like everybody, an eyewitness isn't very good. You know what I mean? Everybody knows that they're going to say whatever they saw, but it's only one sided.
Because some of the stuff, the conspiracy stuff that I looked into, they talked about the fact that there's a widely circulated photo of a backpack that's shredded.
Yeah.
And they say it's a black backpack and that
it looks like the Kraft backpack.
These two had white and gray backpacks and it didn't match. But from what I read on Snopes.com, that photograph was simply a media circulation photograph and it wasn't a photograph that the FBI released of the actual backpack.
Maybe it was the real backpack. I did see the actual forensic photos though of the backpack was a black nylon backpack that had actually melted and fused to pieces of shrapnel.
Yeah.
So it was black, which brings to mind the contractors that there's tons of pictures of contractors.
Yeah. So if you don't know
and SEALs.
So if you don't know what Kraft is, these guys are ex-military, kind of like the Blackwater thing. And it's the guy who started Kraft was Chris Kyle.
Right.
So Chris Kyle
American
was killed.
Sniper guy.
Yeah. Chris Kyle was killed on February 2nd that year. So this was just a couple months later that this happened, and then his guys happened to be there.
And if you want to know
what are these contractors doing,
don't look up Kraft. Look up TacFlow, because it's no longer called Kraft; it's called TacFlow. But again, I can't.
Why would Navy SEALs and private contractors be at that parade?
Because fucking 20,000 people are there.
I don't think that's
like amazing. Why wouldn't two Navy SEALs?
They weren't there the year before,
parade?
Though. That's the thing.
There's just two guys. There's a picture of two guys.
No, there's not two guys.
There's multiple guys.
Everything I saw points to two guys. One in the Punisher hat, one in another hat. They both have black backpacks.
There's
on.
A group right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right when
five,
it goes
six,
off,
seven.
An unmarked SUV pulls up and several people get out. There's weird video footage of them picking up a thing off the ground. One of the runners threw something on the ground and the other runner caught it. It's fucking really weird. The video of that one's really weird. Then they fall to the ground, drop it. A guy runs over and kicks it. Another guy picks it up. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right there? I don't know what's up with that. That shit is really weird.
Yeah.
They're playing like
the thing that I looked at was everybody was pointing out the photo of the two guys with a backpack.
Those are the main guys.
Well, they're showing you the photo of the two guys with the backpacks. They're all wearing backpacks for one.
They have earpieces
all of the Kraft
on.
Guys, they have earpieces. They're showing you they're wearing the backpacks, and then they're showing you the insignia of Kraft. So they're asking the question, why are these guys there?
And the one guy had a Punisher hat on, which is like the Navy SEAL sniper thing or something.
Well, the Punisher logo is the Kraft logo.
Well, the Punisher logo is the Kraft logo. The Punisher logo is the logo for SEAL Team 3. The Punisher logo is the logo for for SEAL Team 5.
Yeah, with various different numbers and
stuff. It's a logo for a certain area of Blackwater, and it's also an awesome hat because the Punisher is an awesome comic book character, and you might just be wearing a Punisher hat.
Should be.
Yeah. All of them together. They all like all the guys in BDU uniforms are all, they love Punisher. So,
or at least the one guy wearing a hat did.
No, they're all wearing the same hat.
There's a picture of one of those guys with a crazy ass looking detonator thing in his fucking hand too. They're like, what is that?
No, that's not a detonator. That's actually a radiation. It's a for after a bomb gets exploded, they're looking for a dirty bomb.
I disagree with that. I saw that thing and people were saying this is the same thing as this radiation detector, and they show a radiation detector right next to it, and it is not the same.
It looks like
device.
A voltmeter. I don't. No.
It looks like a fucking FedEx package.
I mean,
scanner.
No, I mean, if you look at that.
No, look at that. It's all thick. Look how long it is under the blue logo.
The blue label.
But there's a huge thing under the blue label. That device ends right under the blue label. Well, and the device
that goes into his
is
hand.
Much larger.
I don't know. It looks pretty similar to
I don't think it's the same device.
The new model, man. They get smaller.
I don't think it's the same device. Man. I think he's a fucking. I think it looks more like a UPS. Fucking
so what's the UPS guy doing there dropping off packages that
dropping
explode?
Off bombs.
So Dave, you think the brothers did it then? You don't think there's any weirdness?
I honestly don't get from you. A lot of the weirdness that I saw doesn't seem that weird.
It could be a merger of both is the other thing. Though. His mom reported the youngest brother, I think it was, having psychological problems that he was claiming that he felt like his mind was splitting in two and he thought that the other side was going to take over, and that he said that he thought the government was doing it to him. So like a Manchurian Candidate
he could have.
Scenario.
It could
Here's
have
the
been.
Thing. If out of the blue... A whole, because I didn't see that. If a whole fucking SUV of Kraft guys come out on the scene right after the bombs explode,
which they do,
that to me is the only part. I could still rule it out, but that's the weird part.
Well,
I don't
they
give
were
a
there,
fuck about the bombs not having
the,
ball
the
bearings.
Kraft guys. Hold on, though. The Kraft guys were there making macaroni and cheese before the race started.
No. Cheese and macaroni. You read the cheese wrong. See, macaroni. Again, nothing lines up.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm confused.
Why were they running drills? Why are they always running drills?
That's
like,
the
why
thing.
Is that the thing on the event of the day? They always run the drill of the thing that happens. Why does that happen? I still don't understand.
LAX shooter. They're running a drill to stop a shooter from coming through the airport.
Maybe it's to justify that
Sandy
they're
Hook.
There to say why their actions are happening. To be like, this shouldn't look
like
9/11.
To me, it's like if you're like, there's the fucking Boston Marathon. There's going to be 100,000 people on the streets of Boston.
Let's do a drill.
It would be a perfect day.
You said that last time too.
It would be a perfect like if you want to test your agents under a circumstance. It's like, oh, I wish our agents knew how to handle a bombing in Mardi Gras. Maybe we should practice in Mardi Gras because there's nothing else that seems like Mardi Gras.
Right.
Like if you need a compact, massive event, like we want to get
give
ready
you on that. But 9/11.
This is the thing, though.
9/11. No, but this.
The other thing, though, like what about the year before? What about the year of 9/11? Because you know what I mean. Like they didn't. There is no.
Well, maybe there's you can hear no, about a running a drill because the drill went to plan. Nobody bombed anything. It didn't come. It wasn't relevant because we don't know. It probably did happen.
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
But since the drill happened on this day, people are pointing to it and looking at it.
But it's always these events that happen. Like there's always a drill. There's never not a drill.
So did he get put to death? They carried
I out? Don't think he's dead yet.
No.
Well, it takes
he got,
forever.
He got sentenced to death, but he didn't. Right. I don't know. I have a hard time with a lot of false flag stuff. I have a hard time with this being a false flag.
This
thing.
Is my problem. I don't have a problem with false flags because there's a fucking clear history of unclassified things that they do it. Project Northwoods, all that fucking shit, they do it. Yeah. And we find out that they did it. And it makes sense why they did it. I think it's just a matter of time. I think in 50 years, we'll be like, yep, Boston City bombing, declassified.
Well, and it's part of like if you looked at it, like, okay, the bomb was fake. The people around the bomb really didn't get injured. They had actors. It was a training exercise. They locked down an entire city. You know what I mean? Like it was training for the officers.
See, well, here's the thing. Here's why this is weird to me as a false flag event. We have... A bombing that didn't kill that many people, that is supposed to be a false flag event to stop people from buying gunpowder. Who gives a shit? No one knows that.
Did know that though, because they introduced right after this happened, senators introduced a law to try and pass that you can't buy gunpowder without a background check.
And which makes sense because people are super fucking innovative and smart. And if you take away bullets or you take away guns, people be like, it's cool. I could still buy black powder, man. And then they have their own ammo. They reload it or they come up with some cool thing. Even in the UK, okay. They came up with pneumatic 9mm fucking crazy guns, like
ball bearings.
They took like ball bearings and shit and paintball guns, and they made weapons that went around the law because they were still able to.
Well, that was my thing. Oh, you're gonna stop us from getting ammo. Okay, well, I can still order projectiles. I can still order. You can get brass. You can get gunpowder. It's just fine.
10 years ahead. They're just working towards the plan. I think if enough of
disarming
time passes,
everybody.
I think just enough time has to pass for the guys that were involved to die. It's always what it is. It's like, let those guys finish off on their fucking island with their fucking Rockefellers and go to their Bohemian Grove thing. And then finally, when enough of them have died or they're so old, you're like, what are you going to do? Put that fucking 87-year-old guy in prison? And then they go ahead and let it out. It's like, yeah, I did it. One more cigar.
I own everything. Yeah.
We've covered multiple false flag things, and you guys have done a really good job convincing me of some of them. This one, I am not convinced.
Well, I'm not necessarily, I'm not a proponent of like just saying like, oh yeah, that's false flag.
No, I think a
small amount of research that we did doesn't really,
I think it's highly plausible, and there's a lot of really weird conflicting shit that doesn't make sense.
I agree.
That story, straightforward, not swallowing.
I mean, I think we've gotten shit over the Oklahoma City bombing. You know what I mean? Like thinking it was bullshit, you know, like all the stuff surrounding it.
Right.
This is a similar thing.
Why was the FBI talking to those fucking kids for 3 to 5 years prior? You know what I mean?
I bet they were suspected terrorists.
I bet they were sitting there like, boom, that shit happened. Whoa, that's crazy. We were there. Let's get the fuck out of here. They take off. And then like they went to the gym. They were fucking tweeting shit. And then all of a sudden they heard a cop got killed. And they were probably like, oh, fuck. They're going to fucking try to pin this shit.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean,
I bought those fireworks.
I do agree that some weird shit did go down here, but I'm not on the
Dave.
I don't fault him for that. I'm not necessarily 100% either. Like you, it's too hard. There's so many different stories online.
Right.
The documentaries are, everybody has so much different information that it's just not.
But the information, when you look into it, the reports, the information from one news network to another, from the FBI to the local police, the thing, like it doesn't line up. Everything doesn't line up on this one. And
which is the same thing at Sandy Hook. That's why I brought that up, because this is in the same, you know, era. And it was very similar. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they had an arsenal. Oh, he had AR-15. Oh, no, that was in his trunk.
And to be honest, for me, like one thing that people use as damning evidence about them is the fact that their three friends at college hid that guy's stuff.
Because they thought their friends were getting in
trouble. People use that to prove that they were all up to something. And I honestly look at that scenario and I see it as proof of the exact opposite. I see it as proof of a bunch of guys who are Muslims and their friend who didn't fucking do shit is on the news, and they're like, fuck, he's got these fucking things, like we need to throw that shit away because they're just going to use it as evidence that like I don't know, it's very hard to say.
I could sit here and argue that this is false flag, this is typical false flag, and I could be completely wrong. You know what I mean? I could be like, there really was a bomb. It blew up. It hurt people went to the hospitals. I wasn't there. I don't know. I didn't get hit by shrapnel.
This doesn't line up, but it, to me personally, it doesn't feel like a false flag.
Yeah. So for me and Brent, it's false flag. For Dave, it's not. So
this is one conspiracy theory that we can doubt. And I do want to mention a handful of conspiracy theories that some of our Patreons have been supporting and wanting us to.
And it's stuff we're never going to do.
We're never going to do these conspiracy theories.
They should just let it go.
Caleb Gilmore has a conspiracy theory that Kim Kardashian has ass implants that have some kind of router in them, and the whole point was to make her ass popular so when she got invited to the White House, she could start to like sniff their wireless thing with like a wireless ass router.
Air crack. I'm down with the implants. That's happening for sure. But the router thing, I can't stand.
I don't think
that's a little over the top for us. And a little pop news. Like, we're not into that. So
yeah. Ryan Gray, one of our patrons. He wants us to explore the conspiracy theory that NASCAR is actually a form of redneck hypnotism.
It's like watching the clock go in a circle, spiral thing.
Yeah, by the end of the race, they're all just fucking high on Budweiser'd out.
Yeah, they
bought so much Budweiser. Like,
I guess we don't need to cover it because we just proved it.
That's plausible.
That makes sense. That is. That's real.
Angela Schwecki wants us to discuss the theory that Australia isn't real.
How so?
I've never even heard of Australia.
That's like some flat earth shit.
I've never even heard of Australia.
Then where do boomerangs come from?
Jordan, exactly.
Yeah.
And didgeridoos. And the dirty hippies who play didgeridoos.
And albinos, or what are they called?
Aboriginals.
The naggers. Yeah, aboriginals. Yeah, abos. Yeah.
So Jordan Lemons wants us to cover Pizzagate.
No.
Nope.
No, that's not real.
You know, it's weird. I was talking about lemons Saturday. We were talking, one of my friends was drinking like a fucking, that cayenne pepper crazy fucking drink. But he didn't have lemon in it though. He was drinking cayenne pepper and something. And I was like, oh, you're on that crazy cayenne pepper lemon honey diet? He didn't know what I was talking about.
You're talking about Alan?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, no, it's supposed to have lemons in it. It's supposed to have lemons. As I said, lemons.
That's the diet. He was drinking it for his throat.
Well, here's my, yeah.
Because he got vaginitis.
But the problem is that when I was saying lemons, it was all boom. And it was like, Patreon, lemons. That guy signed up while I was fucking talking about, how many conversations do I have about lemons? That Google doesn't happen. Yeah.
You always talk about lemons. I don't think you realize that.
Yeah.
And then finally we had the Patreon, Stacey Borden, and she took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks.
That's from a song, probably.
I don't know.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mommy 40 whacks.
No,
when they found what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Red, yellow, blue, green. Parrots use their beaks to preen. Preening is what all birds do to fluff old feathers and make them new. No, not everybody knows weird shit.
Way fucking cooler because it's got an axe and people getting killed.
Mine's because I worked at PetSmart for 5 years and that fucking came over the TVs on a fucking loop every day for 8 hours. Yeah. And it's a useless just
Rob Lowe's
space.
Could rob a Lowe's. How many Lowe's would Rob Lowe's rob?
That's right. And I do want to give a shout out to a listener.
I was trying to be cool too, guys. Come on.
I ran into a listener named Jalissa at Target and she said that she was a fangirl and she was happy to see me. And I my knee was fucking killing me and I was exhausted.
She offered
and
a piggyback.
Like I wasn't very friendly.
Oh, you're saying, sorry, you were an asshole. You were Mel Gibson.
I don't think I was an asshole. I was just like,
you fucking Jew.
I was just like, that's cool.
Nagger.
Like if I stand up any longer, I'm going to like, punch somebody.
Well, should have punched her.
To all the fans, if you find Dave in fucking Walmart, he has social anxiety. Target. So if you find him in Target, if you find him in Walmart, stand
you're
back because you're gonna get shot for shoplifting.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him. You're going to jail. He's guilty.
You know what's funny is we go shopping for the podcast. We never take Dave.
Yeah.
No.
What I was gonna say is, he doesn't like public places with a lot of people. So someone approaching him in that environment is probably gonna come across like he's fucking Michael Bolton. Because I heard he's a fucking asshole in real life, man.
Right here.
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was cool.
Sponsors
and something else.
I don't know.
One more time before the show happens, I think we still have time. Mixed Feelings Podcast has a couple live shows coming up. So we told them to give them a shout out. Their first show is in Austin, Texas at the New Movement Theater, April 1st at 7 p.m. You get tickets at mixedfeelingspodcast.com. And then they're going to have another show in Los Angeles, California at the Nerdist Showroom Meltdown Comics. And that's on April 4th, 7 p.m. And once again, tickets are available at mixedfeelingspodcast.com. As far as the sponsors, we need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Thank you for everyone that posted all those food pictures. I'm glad that you were able to participate and not show titties and nakedness and butt cheeks and all the craziness. I thought I was never going to escape that or that it would jump in there even if I was trying to be good. But El Yucateco, as scared as I was that they'd be offended, I actually got a kick out of it.
So, okay.
Yeah, we're okay. I guess.
Well, they're not used to that stuff. Yeah. You know, people were posting boring pictures like of food hot blog sauce pictures. Bottles.
Right.
Yeah. They're posting what we posted this week normally. Yeah. So we spiced it up a bit. So thank you to those who participated. And you know where to get El Yucateco. I think I've said it 1,000 fucking times. And then I still see posts about where do I get it. But you get it at the fucking store and on the internet, you bastards.
It's in the fucking hot sauce aisle.
Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. Working on some tattoos. We're going to get some temporary tattoos coming so that you can test out if you want to put ink over that and make it the real thing. Those should be in a couple weeks, and I will announce that. Thank you to Daily Own Graphics for our t-shirts. We're going to have some new t-shirt designs coming up pretty soon, so we're also got that in the works. And thank you to Digital Creations for our coffee mugs, and thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to... he told me a new one, actually. Go to armhunter.com, but I guess he has some stuff available on like Bodin or Bodo.
Oh, Budo videos?
There you go. Yeah,
That's where you can get videos. Probably.
Yeah, what's the website for that?
Budo, B-U-D-O, videos.com.
Yeah, for whatever reason. I mean,
there's a lot. Actually, if you're into martial arts, if you're into judo or jiu-jitsu or probably just tons of stuff, they have a lot. It's a large library of DVDs and stuff you can order from there.
Yeah,
so a lot of cool stuff. No, they have a lot of cool stuff though that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. So, also for those of you that watched the Primal FC event, that was pretty cool. I was pretty excited and hyped to see our logo on there. I didn't see any blood get on our logo, but lots of people got beat up on our logo. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I watched somebody get raped on it. It was great.
That's not great.
It's not?
No.
Two guys. It was okay.
Still not great. No.
That's all I got. I got no rape for you. Sorry.
That's
all
right.
No, don't be retarded.
Hey, cuz you stop, you gonna, hey, you keep running, I'm gonna f you up.
It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. That grimy shit.
Massive, man-made, murderous music. Monumental militia, my magnificent movement. Behind the curtain, working like Halliburton. Making for sure and for certain, my stock go up when I'm murking. You're worthless, you ain't a real shooter. You ain't no fucking threat. The only clips you got is posted on the internet. I use a sledgehammer, tie you to a chair, make you bleed with it. Swing at your face, chest, and knees with it. Yeah, now you looking like ground beef. Only identified by a couple of found teeth. Focus in what you find, mastermind meticulous. Wait till the right time, there will be no witnesses. Murder cycle is vicious. Niggas embracing getting shot in hip-hop like it's part of the business. Knock a hole in your head from a distance. Gangster rules of engagement can lead to a rep or an early arraignment. Fuck it!
It's whatever, cuz.
Whatever.
How you want it, homie? When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me.
Bang.
It's whatever, cuz.
Whatever.
How you want it, homie? When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie.
This nigga talk too much, he always popping shit. And I ain't never heard about this nigga popping shit. He ain't never strapped, he don't need to own a gun. He always by himself, don't nobody roll with son. He be moving funny, he's a manipulator. I'ma pop him and stuff him in the incinerator. He used to be a blood, he used to be a crib. He used to be alive until I hit him with my 4/5. He ain't never bang, this nigga's a fucking clown. Real bloods and crips I know, with a big gun them down. What up, cuz? What up, blood? Get your money, stay strapped, niggas selling drugs. No snitching, man. Listen, you keep a gangster on the street, keep it the same when you in prison, man.
It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. That grimy shit.
I'm so available, dial me, I'm reliable. I promise my clients that bodies are unidentifiable. Got an undeniable urge, fire on the first talker. I think you might have heard, we'll stuff you in a hurt locker. Murder for hire, maniacal live wire. Defile your vile ass mask till I get tired. You never heard the four letter word I live by. Try walking in the alley, homie, phony, you might die. Cause it's a suicide, it's a suicide. Your foolish pride got the reaper standing right by your side. And then the homicide happens, clapping and capping and head tapping. I'm strapping the flattened cats with lead for the bread that I'm stacking. Who's the next victim? Say a prayer for him. Look at his picture, I bet his mama used to adore him. I'll send her flowers later, she'll find him hours later. There's no power greater than breaking a hater's soul flavor.
It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. That grimy shit.
There's only a small percentage of you so-called menace that can actually hold it down when shit get thicker than Guinness. Who would've knew that the accused would turn to the witness? Misery loves company, so he's bringing his niggas with him. From a pure bloodline, no marrying in this. And I could kill a man like Louis Larry is sinning.
for no monetary gain or financial incentive. I have your family fucked up on financial assistance. I spread like hysteria through various areas. What the fuck is a prop plane to an aircraft carrier? Block is hotter than Syria. It get very barbarian. I might go out of Bible, Presbyterian, Aryan. It ain't the devil they worship. It's that almighty dollar that brings a nigga to his knees through deceit and dishonor. Seek out the weak, divide and conquer. It's a war game, my mind frame is get it regardless, yeah.
It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. What? When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. What? When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. What? When I get the clapping, don't get the running on me. It's whatever, cuz, how you want it, homie. What? That grimy shit.